Now, Max, you of course do know Joe from a previous life.
Yes, we were in the same student radio station at Leeds Uni for a while, and he was a deeply unpopular individual.
Nothing's changed, no. Max, actually, surprisingly. Listen, I've got your book in front of me, My Groupon Adventure. Just for anybody that hasn't heard of this, just explain exactly how this all came about and what it's about.
So My Groupon Adventure came about out of heartbreak, essentially. I got dumped about 2 years ago. And when I got dumped, my girlfriend said to me, "The trouble is with you, Max, is you're just not very spontaneous." And then, ironically, I spontaneously burst into tears. And I sort of realised, I think like a lot of people, I'd been stuck in a rut and I'd got quite dull. And I wanted to become this new adventurous, spontaneous guy to try and win her back, basically. And I just stumbled across Groupon by accident, which, if you don't know, Groupon is this enormous discount website with all sorts of bizarre stuff on it. And I used Groupon as a tool to teach myself to be spontaneous. And over 2 years, I did hundreds and hundreds of deals, everything from colonic irrigation to wrestling alpacas to... Sorry, wrestling alligators. Wrestling an alpaca is a bit easier, actually. And even became a lord, Darren. So I'm a bona fide lord. You've got a real lord on the show this morning.
This is fantastic. This is a spectacular idea. What was the best experience for you?
The best experience, I suppose, was the most terrifying experience, which was alligator wrestling. So I kind of realised I needed to raise my game a little bit, Groupon-wise. And so I went over to the United States to wrestle alligators. Have you ever indulged in that, Darren?
Only usually on a Thursday afternoon, so not today.
Well, it's maybe a good one for your lifestyle section, mate.
Yeah, I think so.
Bit more hardcore than
Aggie McKenzie, yeah.
But yeah, so I went over there to wrestle alligators, and I wrestled about 20 of them, and they were up to sort of 15 foot. And the only advice you get given when you wrestle alligators is two things: don't hesitate and don't let go. That was it. Basically, the thing with alligators is they can't attack you if you're behind them. That's the only thing. So they can't swivel their heads. They can only eat you if they're front on. So you've got to kind of sneak up behind them. You grab their tails, then you have to drag them out of the swamp, which is, you know, they don't really enjoy that, to be honest. And then you've got to jump on their back, essentially, and get your hands underneath their snout and pull it up. And then you've kind of got them. But that was absolutely terrifying. But that was sort of a sign that I'd become spontaneous, and so that felt like a bit of a breakthrough.
It says a lot about Americans that you can buy an alligator wrestling trip. Who would really want to do that?
Yeah, the Groupon in America is very different from Groupon in the UK. And I should say I've got no connection with Groupon at all, so you know I'm not plugging them because I'm involved with them. But Groupon in America, you can get things like, you can get circumcised on Groupon.
What?
I mean, of all the things you don't want to get for a bargain, I think that would probably be
the only things you ever see on Groupon in the UK is like afternoon tea or spa weekend. There doesn't seem to be that much choice, certainly not alligator wrestling.
No. Well, you're right. Well, the thing is, you've got to, if you look in the slightly odder places on the website, you can find all sorts of stuff. It's normally middle-aged women having perms, to be honest. That's what people know Groupon for. But if you have a bit of a route around, you can find amazing things. I went beekeeping. I did dog yoga. I went to a gong bath. I had a baby scan.
You had a baby scan?
Oh, mate. So it got to the point where I'd done so many of these deals that people just started buying them for me. And because they'd bought me them, I felt like I ought to do them out of, you know, courtesy.
Yeah.
And so I went and had a baby scan on Harley Street in London. So, you know, proper gig. And I turned up and I went with my mate Dave. And the woman on reception said, You do know this is going to cost you 50 quid. I said, yeah, but you know, you can't put a price on peace of mind, can you?
Did they find anything in there?
It's due in October, Darren, so it's exclusive. To be fair to her, she thought I was mad, but then I let her in on the joke at the end, and she managed to do up a photo of me having this ultrasound with a baby on the screen, and I managed to sort of spread that around and convince a few gullible people that I was genuinely pregnant.
This is spectacular. I would imagine, how long did you do this over? What sort of time period did you do this over? And it must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, well, it did, yeah. So I did it over about, well, I suppose a couple of years. And it did cost a fortune, but you get some great bargains. I managed to become a lord for about 12 quid. Yeah. So, you know, that really set me apart on Tinder, to be honest. Not many lords on Tinder. And I bought land on the planet Mars as well in one of my splurges, and that set me back about 20 quid. So it's not all that expensive.
That's all right. Well, at least you can recoup it now, because your first book about it is out now.
Ooh.
Hello? Oh, still there. Max, you still there?
I'm still there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think we're cutting out a little bit. But you got your book's out now, so at least you can recoup a bit of money from that now.
Yes, I hope so. Yeah, and also I recouped a bit of money because at the end of the whole process, I sold 1,000 dates with myself on Groupon. I managed to convince Groupon through a lengthy protest outside their office near Bank in London to sell a date with me on their website. And I sold 1,000, and through that process managed to find someone to mend the broken heart. So there's lots of ways of making income from this as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great,
amazing.
And also, you've got plenty of material now for your stand-up gigs.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So if anyone's popping up to the Edinburgh Festival, I'm doing the show up there as well as a live show. And yeah, it'd be great to see you.
MaxDickens.com is the website to go to, and the book out at the moment, My Groupon Adventure. It looks at £12.99. £12.99 hardback. That's a bargain, Max.
Is the
a bargain.
Book going on Groupon?
I'm trying to convince them to put it on Groupon at the moment, hopefully. So if you want an absolute bargain, you might have to wait for it to come on Groupon. You can get it on my website, and yeah, I think I've sent you one to give away, so you guys can flog one if you want.
Yeah, that sounds good. Maybe we could do a Groupon for it. Right? Yeah. But I sort of want to take it home and read it. I don't really want to give it away. That's the only problem. Max, let's just find out a little bit more about Joe Rawson at Leeds Student Radio. What was his pronunciation like of certain words when you were working with him?
He wasn't great on French presidents.
Pick that up this morning.
that's good.
He was all right. I don't think we did a show together, did we, Joe?
No, because I was in first year and you were in third year. But I got dragged in to do the head of production role, so I ended up making all the jingles for all the shows at the time. But
wow,
yeah, and then they don't. They dumped me on the Saturday morning graveyard shift. I have to get up to present a show at 9 a.m. on a Saturday, which...
To be fair, there are a lot of graveyard shifts on student radio.
Yeah. Well, they all are.
It's basically one enormous cemetery.
Yeah.
There's something I think you'd be interested in, Max, which is, I mean, you know, as being a radio presenter yourself, Max, when you do an as live interview, like a pre-recorded interview, and you try and make it sound live... Joe is a master at that. Okay, let me play you this, Max, because this is Joe going into an as live interview, trying to make it sound live with, was it Mark Blundell?
Mark Blundell,
Formula
yeah.
One racer. Here yeah. we go. Have a listen to this.
All right, we can go from one legend to another to get his views on the new season and speak to Mark Blundell. Mark, how are you?
You're welcome.
It's possibly the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Although what you don't know about Mark Blundell is he starts every conversation saying that.
Yeah, he does. Exactly.
Max, you're welcome.
MaxDickens.com is the website to go to for My Groupon Adventure. Max, thanks very much for joining us. Good luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me, Darren, and good to see you, Joe.
Cheers, mate.